since they want to know.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m.
Such a big sports week here in the local area. Coming up this weekend, the end of the softball season. We're going to start the 3A Baseball State Championship Tournament. We have golf coming to an end. And we have the Region 12 Track and Field Championships coming to Carbon High School tomorrow and Thursday. And that's what we're going to talk about right now with our next guest. We're also going to recap a busy weekend as both Carbon and Emory travel to the BYU Invitational. Joining us over the phone, we have Coach Jimmy Jukes of the Carbon High School Track and Field Squad. Coach, great to get you back on today. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely, Coach. I know it's an important time whenever you get to go to the BYU Invitational. There's a lot that goes into that meet, and it kind of sets the stage for the most important 2 weeks of the season. Now that we've reached this point, what was your assessment of what you saw over the weekend?
I'm really thrilled with where we're at. Our kids are starting to hit their personal best. They're starting to really peak at the right time. You know, we've talked about this even off air a little bit about, you know, training the kids so that they hit their top marks right at the end of the season when it counts. And that's been the pivotal thing. And we're starting to see that with a lot of kids.
It's one of those unique events, Coach, because you go up against everyone from 1A all the way down to 6A. And so when you take a look at the final scores, I mean, obviously there's so much context that needs to be provided. You and I were talking a bit off the cuff and just looking at the girls. You guys finished top three for 3A schools. Union was the top 3A school, and they're competing with 5A, 6A schools. I mean, it's just neat to see kind of where you're at. Is it fair to say that this meet is the best gauge for where the kids are at personally going into the final 2 weeks?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, because they go against some of the top competition. They're not just going against the top teams in Utah. They're going against the top teams in the Western United States. You know, you got Burley, Idaho down there. You got Preston, Idaho in there. You've got Star Valley, Wyoming. I mean, you've got schools from all over the Western United States, and they're against kids that are putting down great times, and that's kind of why you see them do so well at that meet.
Coach, I want to talk about the way your girls performed first off, because you had so many individual performers that really exceeded expectations. But on top of that, it was all about the medley teams, right? The relay teams that you guys managed to really put together some strong times and turn some heads.
Yeah, you know, you look at that girls team, and we had some top performances across the board. We had girls really shave some time off. You know, Josie Yates, our little freshman 2-miler, PRs by 31 seconds. And qualifies for state, first time ever running at BYU. Little intimidating, and she just, I'm super proud of that kid. Did awesome. But then, you know, you got Roz is, we've been bringing her along a little bit different than we have in the past, and a lot of coaches have talked to me about it and asked me, you know, what we're doing, and I had a lot of coaches be like, man, look out, because we're right on schedule for her to have another breakthrough. She ran really well in the 800, broke her school record. And then I was on that medley team that rebroke the school, didn't just break our school record, thrashed our school record and put the fastest time in the medley in the state down.
As far as the individuals are concerned, Coach, I think that's always a fun place to talk about, especially at this stage. Rosalind Stowe is just doing Rosalind Stowe type things.
Yeah, she's an interesting kid, man. She's a character. She'll go out and run, and she can run with anybody. She tried to go run with Jane Hannigan, which was probably not the best of ideas, but you know what? She got a lot of compliments for trying to chase her down and going after her and just trying to run that race. But she kind of wanted to find out for herself what she's made of. And I give her a lot of credit for going out and just putting it all out there. And she's trying to get in that top shape and trying to be where she needs to be. And I think she's going to be right there at the end of the year. We'll see what she can put together. And I mean, as far as the 800 and the medley go, those things are awesome. Our 4x4 was really good. You know, and it really helps when you've got that group of girls we have this year has been a lot of fun.
When you see an individual athlete, Coach, go out and test themselves, really without being pushed by you or the coaching staff, that's got to feel great from your perspective, right? That's got to be something that you sit back, you look at, and you probably just smile or you chuckle or maybe you nod your fist. I don't know. I just get the feeling that when you see a student athlete test themselves without you doing the pushing, there probably isn't much more that's rewarding than that.
There's not. You know, when she went out in the mile trying to run after her, I was like, you know, just encouraging her. We told her, go out, just go run a race. That was the only advice we gave her. So go run a race. It's like, just go see what you can do. You don't know unless you try, you know. And she didn't listen to all the outside critics that said, hey, you need to go and run this race and that. She just wanted to go out and see what she could do. And I think it really will help her in the long run, because really you learn more from the failures in life. If you go back and you analyze them, you get better every time you do that. And so she ran a different style race than she's used to, and it was really good. And I think it really helped her to bounce back. She ran in the medley just phenomenal. And then she ran in that 4x4 even, you know, just as well with Gianna. You know, Gianna White's another one of those individual athletes that's just, she is a phenomenal athlete.
Coach, do the kids pay attention to where they place team-wise in an event like this, or is that something that they that maybe you don't put a lot of emphasis on? I mean, how do they look at things at the end of the day when you're competing against classifications 1A through 6A?
Yeah, they don't look at it that much as far as the team scores go. We're happy that, you know, we were able to score some points and whatnot. Our thing that we were more looking at is, were you better this week than you were last week? You know, how much better were you this week? I think if you looked at the combined, I'm sure there's coaches out there that are analyzing what we're doing at Carbon, because if you actually look at it really close, there's some scary amounts of improvement that just happened this last week. And it's been happening last couple weeks where we've had some athletes that have shaved a lot of time off. And that's kind of been our thing is, you know, we train them a certain way, then we kind of adjust the way we're training to try to pull that out of them and to get them to be as fast as possible. I don't want to give away too many tips for what we do, because it's right this year it's been super successful so far with the things we do. I got to give my coaching staff all the credit in the world. I mean, Jeff Blake and Jordan Blank and Heidi Jukes and Lauren Unsworth and Shelby Vaught, they do a great job with these kids. I mean, they're what makes our team great.
Again, Coach Jimmy Jukes of the Carbon Nano Track and Field Team joining us right now. Coach, I do want to talk about the boys. I know they don't score any points when it's all said and done, but that doesn't mean that you didn't have terrific performances. And again, there's context into everything with a meet this big. What was your big takeaway from the boys' team?
Yeah, I was super pleased with them. You know, Max Carlson went out and ran a PR in the 400, just about broke 49. He's the top 3A 400-meter runner right now. Carter Branch went out and jumped 6-1 in the high jump. Traxton had an off day, but Carter went out and jumped really well. He's right there in the top. We got both those guys will be vying for region titles and state titles. You know, the one that really impressed the crap out of me is Andrew Loveless. I mean, that kid, he's one of those. He was at a 46 in the 300 earlier in the year. He's all the way down to 42 in 2 weeks. That's a lot of time to shave in a hurdle race. He's all of a sudden figured out how to put it together. My hurdle coach, Jeff Blake, has done a phenomenal job at getting those guys down. And if you get a chance at region, that hurdle group is going to be a fun one to watch, because we have some of the best hurdlers at Carbon High.
Let's jump ahead. We'll look at what's in store for you guys. I know it's always great to have region in your own backyard, Coach, and that just so happens to be the case this year, this week, the Region 12 Championships at Carbon High School.
Yeah, we've got them here at Carbon. You know, it's on that Wednesday. We start at 1 o'clock, and they'll have the prelims. They'll have the finals of the medley will be on Wednesday. The 3200 will be the first one, and then we'll have the first half of all the field events will be final, and then we'll see how many kids we can get into the final the next day. The second day starts at 11 o'clock, and they're doing JV as well with it. So what's neat is all the whole team gets to compete. You get to watch the JV kids and the varsity kids all at the same time. It'll be a lot of fun. And there'll be some phenomenal races going on. I mean, Emory's got a couple really good girls that are doing some things. I'll give them a shout out. You know, you got Sky Guyman that, she's a phenom when it comes to the sprints, and Addie and Gentry are fantastic for Emory. And they'll come over and they'll do some good things over here too. And you'll see some of the best athletes the state has to offer at our region meet here in our backyard.
Having that home field advantage, Coach, how important is that in track and field, getting it here at Carbon High School opposed to going to one of the other region places where we know there's a lot of powerhouses within this division?
Yeah, it's nice to be at home, because our kids, you know, they don't have to get on a bus and have to get off the bus and worry about pack and stuff. I mean, you know, nowadays you have all kinds of kids that have different things that they forget or they think they need to bring, and that throws them off of their routine. Being at home, you get to sleep in your own bed. you get to kind of go through your routines. You're on the track. You work on all the time. You know where your marks are. You know how it's going to behave, especially for the throwers. You know, we've got a couple throwers that are looking to get some good throws this weekend, and it's just having them have that home familiarity with the facility that really helps them out.
What is the main goal for you as a coach over the next 2 days, with Region being here on Wednesday and Thursday, Coach? What's the main objective for this team?
I think my main objective is to keep my kids loose. Just keep them having fun, having a good time. I mean, pulling for each other, really just kind of doing what they've been doing. Nothing special, nothing, you know, unique. Just being like, you know, we know what we're capable of. Just go and do what you've already been training to. Let your abilities just show, you know, and whether that makes it so we win or if it makes it so we're taking a lot of kids to state, which we already are, we're just going to be better at Region than we were the week before. And that's just kind of been the thing, you know. We just improve, and then the only thing you can't control is what you can do. And then let the team points fall wherever the team points are going to fall.
I think it's always important, Coach, to make sure everyone knows as far as what the days look like, right, to get out, support the teams that will be here for that Region meet. You kind of mentioned it Wednesday, Thursday. From a time perspective, what do things look like over that 2 days?
They'll start off with the distance on that first day at 1 o'clock on Wednesday. They'll have the 3,200 meters on the track, and then they'll go through all the prelims of a lot of the races, like the 100, the 100 hurdles. And then at the very end of the meet will be that medley relay. That'll probably be, I'd imagine, around 5, 6 o'clock at night, which will be a lot of fun to watch. With our girls' team, I don't want to throw too much out there, but our girls have been running some phenomenal times in that, where we've already broke the school record, state records out there, not too far away. And so it would be kind of cool if we could find a way to do that. And if we have, you know, having a big home crowd come support you when you're running like that, it really does help to have, you know, people line up around the facility cheering these kids on and working hard. And it's a lot of fun if we can get a lot of them out there.
Coach, I always look forward to chatting with you and, of course, your athletes. Thank you again for taking out the time. And I look forward to talking with you again once we get past Region and prepare for state, which is coming up on the 16th and 17th. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks.
That's Coach Jimmy Jukes again of the Carbon High School track and field squad. Region championships tomorrow and Thursday here in the local area. And then next week we wrap up the track and field season. Let's pause for just a moment. It is Football Tuesday, and there are plenty of storylines to get into. I'll be joined by Vinny Rondinelli in the studio when we return. It's Drive Time Sports, and we are live from the Sutherland Studios.